This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A harsh exchange between Russia and the U.S. during U.N. Security Council talks, in which Russia accused the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine and said the U.S. had brought pure Nazis to power in Kiev as the U.N. Security Council held a stormy debate on Moscow's troop buildup near its southern neighbor. AP diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports that there is a key reason the U.N. Security Council is unlikely to act on Ukraine.
Russia is a permanent member, and along with its ally, China, is not going to allow anything to go through. They both have vetoes, as the U.S., France, and Britain do.
Lee says that's because Russia is taking over the Security Council presidency this term. It's definitely not going to allow any Ukraine-related business through. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield shot back that Russia's growing military force of more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's borders was the largest mobilization in Europe in decades, adding that there has been a spike in cyber attacks and Russian disinformation. The U.S. military launched interceptor missiles during an attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels that targeted the United Arab Emirates during a visit by Israel's president. The launch on Monday represents the second such time American troops have opened fire. Officials at both the White House and Pentagon confirmed the United States launched Patriot missiles. It represents a widening American involvement in Yemen's years-long war, a conflict that U.S. President Joe Biden declared nearly a year ago has to end. The Houthis have declared the base in Abu Dhabi a target. More at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The head of the FBI has delivered a stinging rebuke of the Chinese government. This is just days before the Beijing Winter Olympics. Details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In a speech at the Reagan Presidential Library, FBI Director Christopher Wray accused the Chinese government of being the world's biggest thief of intellectual and technical property.
The Chinese government steals staggering volumes of information.
Wray notes the FBI also opens new cases involving Chinese intelligence operations every 12 hours or so. And Chinese government hackers pilfer more personal and corporate data than all other nations combined.
The Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party pose the threat we're focused on countering, not the Chinese people, and certainly not Chinese Americans, who are themselves frequently victims.
The speech made clear that despite Russia-Ukraine tensions, the U.S. sees China as its biggest threat to long-term economic security. I'm Tim McGuire.
Amnesty International says Israel has maintained a system of oppression and domination over the Palestinians going all the way back to its establishment in 1948, one that meets the international definition of apartheid. It joins Human Rights Watch and another Israeli rights group in accusing Israel of apartheid, both within its borders and in the occupied territories. Israel adamantly rejects those allegations and accuses Amnesty of anti-Semitism. The report's a part of a growing international movement to redefine the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as a struggle for equal rights rather than a territorial dispute. Those efforts have gained strength in the decades since the peace process ground to a halt. Rwanda authorities on Monday opened the Uganda border to truckers after nearly 3 years of a tense standoff, but other travelers were held back by immigration officials. In deciding to reopen the border, Rwanda warned in a statement Friday that pending issues must be resolved before relations can be normalized with Uganda. And Rwanda authorities say travel via the land border is restricted to essential travelers until COVID-19 prevention measures are put in place. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has apologized after an inquiry found that Downing Street parties, while Britain was in lockdown, represented what it called a serious failure to observe the standards expected of government or to heed the sacrifices made by millions of people during the pandemic. Johnson brushed off calls to quit over the Partygate scandal, promising to reform the way his office is running altogether. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.